From a bunker near the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know today. Three, white privilege. You know, the root of all things evil? Being a white guy is the biggest problem facing America, if you ask them. Thankfully, the Democrats are here to save us. They have a diverse party, women, people of color, but what? The three leaders of the pack are all white dudes running for president? Two, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, says the problem with the illegal aliens voting is far bigger than people are willing to admit. Or maybe they're just hiding it for personal gain. But he says the problem is huge.
I'd estimate about 1.2 million aliens voted in the presidential elections, 80% of which tend to vote Democrats.
And number one, all indications on the Mueller report is about to drop. But so far, nothing's happened. We all now know that it was Hillary Clinton and the DNC that paid for the discredited Steele dossier. It was anti-Trump Republican Senator John McCain who spread that manure all over D.C., and we're still here watching the battle over the mess. It's all about Russia. Or is it? I mean, this investigation has gone on since May of 2017 with Bob Mueller in charge. Two of his top lieutenants now gone as they have left the team. Two of his top investigators, prosecutors, gone now. And the Democrats you've seen recently scrambling to issue subpoenas because they know the Mueller report's going to be a dud. So they need to prop this up. They need to prop up the investigation because how do you go into the 2020 election cycle and realize that everything that you've said, that Adam Schiff has said about, oh, we've got more than circumstantial evidence, we've got it all. We've got this. You do? Because I don't think you do. In fact, it would seem to me that, well, there's nothing there. And how do you go back to the voters? Do you say, gosh, I'm sorry, we got this wrong? Do you go back and say, well, here's the problem. He didn't actually do anything wrong, and he was right when he called it a witch hunt. How do you go back to that? And the fact is you can't if you're a Democrat. So they're desperately trying to find something because they know the Mueller report, which we've heard for years now, more than 2 years. This investigation's gone on, the Mueller report, for almost 2 years. But the overall investigation of Donald Trump for, what, 2.5 years, 3 years, whatever it's been now. Collusion with Russia. And there's nothing there. Because if there had been something there, we'd have heard about it. We know the dossier now is completely discredited. All of that nonsense, the DNC opposition research on Donald Trump, paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign, paid for by the DNC, and then disseminated in large part by the late Senator John McCain because they knew if they could get a Republican to walk it into James Comey, it would have more impact. So that's what they did. They got it walked into James Comey and then distributed around Capitol Hill. And then they all went to work, be it Strzok or Page or all of them went to work. Andy McCabe, they all went to where they rolled up their sleeves to figure out how that insurance policy would work, how they would make sure the president would be discredited. Because most of this happened after the election. When John McCain walked it into James Comey, it was after the election, and Donald Trump had shocked the world. And then it was disseminated to news organizations, the Washington Post and CNN, BuzzFeed, all of them. BuzzFeed electing to publish the dossier in January of 2017. All in an effort to smear and discredit the duly elected president of the United States. And because that didn't work, and it's not going to work, the Democrats are now scrambling to issue subpoenas to try to find some dirt anywhere. States like Washington are trying to prevent Donald Trump from being on the ballot in 2020. That'll get struck down as unconstitutional, by the way, demanding that he provide his tax returns. And if he doesn't name him specifically, of course. But if he doesn't provide tax returns, that they've put a new law in place in Washington that a presidential candidate must provide the last 5 years of tax returns to appear on the ballot. But the problem with their approach there is simple. The United States Constitution lays out the requirements to be president, and one of those requirements is not providing your tax return. It's being 35 years old. Being a natural-born citizen. I mean, very simple things to become president of the United States. Very simple. And the states can't just change that arbitrarily, which brings us back to the national popular vote. That, too, would be unconstitutional because they're making an end run on what is codified in the Constitution as to how presidents are elected by the many states. And the attempt to federalize the elections, which is what that is, takes power away from you and I. This notion that somehow every vote counts, let me explain to you, it's ripe for fraud. If you have a national popular vote and therefore every vote is equal in California as it is in Michigan, you see, California is going to be blue. Michigan, as we learned last time around, may or may not be. But if the election were conducted in 2016, the way they would like it in the national popular vote, then even though Michigan voted for Donald Trump in our election here, our electoral votes would go to Hillary Clinton. The same would have been true in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. If they had adopted the same national popular vote compact, their votes would have been sent off to Hillary Clinton, despite the fact that Donald Trump won in their state. It is a complete disenfranchisement of voters in the many states. How would you feel if you voted for one presidential candidate and your state carried that candidate? And your state could be the difference between who wins and loses the presidential election, and your state's votes are spirited off and given to the other candidate whom you didn't vote for, whom your state didn't vote for. Talk about disenfranchising voters, and the fact that anybody calling themselves a conservative would support such a half-baked notion is absurd. The founders had it right. And in fact, the founders had it exactly right and foresaw a moment like we have right now in history where the large population centers are trying to dictate to the rest of the nation how we're going to operate and how we're going to move forward and what laws are going to be in place and the socialist agenda. That's exactly what's going on right now. The founders, in their brilliance, in their reading, in their understanding of history, knew a moment like this would come where those in the cities would try to dictate to those in the outlying areas, that those in the bigger states would try to dictate and make the smaller states subservient to their whims and their demands. That's exactly what's happening here. And so I yield to the brilliance of the founders. I do not believe, by any stretch of the imagination, that Elizabeth Warren is somehow smarter than the founders, people who want to get rid of the Electoral College. I don't believe Hillary Clinton is smarter than the founders. I don't believe that anybody today could survive the kind of battle that occurred in Philadelphia when they battled over the Constitution and how they could get the 13 original colonies to sign on and the agreements that were made and the compromises that were dealt with. I don't think that could happen today. But that's why there is such a brilliance in the Constitution. And an end run on the Constitution is unconstitutional by its very construct. Adding an amendment to the Constitution to eliminate the Electoral College is a very high bar. It would take 75% of the states, a supermajority was required. And there's good reason for that. So that the whims of one group couldn't run over other groups in fast-moving politics. It is gridlock by design. Do not support the national popular vote. It is a poison. It is a cancer upon America. And I dare you to bring logic to this conversation that would suggest otherwise. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents Over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.